today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Thank you very much. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about hosting in the view of Islam.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Sunday, is the 17th of Sha'ban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Nur, verse 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ
O you who have believed, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ascertain welcome and greet their inhabitants. That is best for you. Perhaps you will be reminded.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In some narrations, we read that three times we must ask permission. The first time for hearing the voice of a person who asks permission. The second one is for getting ready. The third one lets the household to issue permission or not. Even some say that some time must be passed between each time of getting permission, so that if landlord has not worn a proper clothing and he is in a state that he does not like anyone to see, or sometimes room is messed up, or there are some secrets in the house that must not be discovered, he may have time to get ready. Speaking about hospitality towards guests. Surely our glorious Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him, and his pure progeny guides us towards respecting guests and being generous towards them. In this respect, he says, indeed, whoever believes that Allah is all generous, who provides for his creation and rewards those who are hospitable towards their guests, should look after his guest. Dear brothers and sisters, surely Allah will increase our provision if we welcome our guests and give them food and drink, and will reward us on the resurrection day. One should respect and welcome his guests, in particular when they are strangers or have no family or friends in that country. Allah is all generous who loves the generous ones and dislikes those who are mean. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sin. In this episode, we are going to talk about the etiquettes conventions of giving ceremonies or holding ceremonies and inviting guests. At the same time, we find that according to Islamic instructions, as indicated in the Holy Quran, it's advised that guests should seek permission of the host in order to enter his home. At the same time, we find that when people have been received and they've been provided with, for example, food and drinks, after that, after, for example, their jobs have been done, they have to get out of the home of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they're staying over there for a long time. May cause some inconvenience for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, we find that such standards are commonly observed. With respect to receiving guests. At the same time, yet it must be indicated that in some situations, in some contexts, some guests may want to be received. To a very high degree. That is, they might expect the host to splash everything for them.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now, in this part, and with the continuation of today's special, we ask, how to host a guest. Before they arrive, prepare their room and prepare their sleeping space. Whether this is a guest room, your own bedroom, or even a coach, prepare the area where they will stay. Put fresh smelling bed sheets out and have an extra blanket in the room. Put a clean prayer rug out for them. If the room has women's personal clothing items, remove them if you can. Clear out a place for them to put their clothes. In addition, prepare the bedroom they will be using. Hang clean towels. Make sure there is a loofah in the bedroom and that it doesn't look disgusting. Put a small basket with simple toiletries. Put in some toothpaste, mouthwash, shampoo, and conditioner. Stock up on snacks. This is especially true if your guests have kids. But even if they don't, everyone can appreciate the snacks. Have them out in an easy-to-reach place and make sure you make it clear to your guests that the snacks are for their enjoyment.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Allah darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
Dear brothers and sisters, on hosting the guest, we go to etiquette guide for being the ideal guest. Number one, give gifts. It is narrated that the Messenger of Allah said, exchange presents with one another, for they remove ill feelings from the hearts. What better way to bridge the gap between relatives hundreds and thousands of miles away than to give a gift? In particular, encourage kids to give gifts to relatives of the same age and gender. This may be the springboard to developing a deep, meaningful friendship, not just the blood relationship. But these gifts should not become an excuse for extravagance or showing off, both of which are condemned by Islam.
There are so many adab, so many etiquette, so many mannerism that needs to be observed in the common courtesy of a guest and being accommodating to a guest. Like, for example, receiving the guest. Or, for example, when you are bidding farewell to the guest, it's mustahab when you have a guest and your guest is leaving, that you walk 40 steps, that you walk 40 steps with the guest when they are leaving. You know, you walk out towards their car, towards their place of transport, or if they're walking home or whatnot, that there is a tashi'. Tashi'ul dayf, that you're walking with the guest. And we know that if you are doing a mustahab fasting and you have a guest, it's mustahab, more mustahab for you to break your fast. If you are the guest and you're invited to someone's house, it's mustahab for you as a guest to break your fast and eat with the host. You know, so these are among the important etiquette that needs to be observed for us as far as guests are concerned. We've spoken about ta'am, we've spoken about sharing food with other peoples and all of these things. But I think an important point here is that when we are accommodating and we are feeding the guest, we need to understand that a dhayf rizquhu ma'ah. And this can be understood from many, many ahadith. One of them is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Inna dhayfa idha ja'a fanazala bilqawm. When a guest comes and is with the people, ja'a birizqihi ma'ahu min as-sama'. That this person brings his or her rizq with them. What does this mean? This means that when you are accommodating for a guest, don't be worried about, oh, we're going to spend money, we're going to do this, we're going, no. It's never been the case where you have opened your doors of generosity to someone and then felt shortage when it comes to your financial needs. Because a dhayf is barakah. A dhayf will always bring a rizq, not only with them for themselves, but also for you as the host. جَاءَ بِرِزْقِهِ مَعْهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَإِذَا أَكَلَ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. And when the person eats, when the guest eats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of the hosts. بِنُزُولِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, by this guest visiting them.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about hosting in the view of Islam. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي